Ladies and gentlemen, this season, Jack Benny is celebrating his 15th year on the radio. Many people have wondered just how Mr. Benny became a radio comedian, so let's go to Jack's home in Beverly Hills, where he is being interviewed by a newspaper reporter.
I'm not talking too fast, am I, Mr. Lewis?
No, you just keep on. I'm jotting it all down. Now, you told me that when you graduated from high school, you were voted Miss Waukegan of 1918.
Yes, so after shaving, I cut off my curls and put down my parasol. I have the curls right here in my pocket, so if you care to...
Don't bother, Mr. Benny. All I want to know is how you became a radio comedian.
Well, gee, I feel too modest to brag about it.
What do you mean?
Well, Mr. Lewis, I know that thousands of people will read the interview you write, and I'm afraid I've been talking about myself too much. For the past hour, all I've said is I this, I that, I. It's really embarrassing.
Well, if you feel that way, we can forget about the interview.
Sit down, Mr. Lewis. You asked for it. Sit down.
All right, and let go of my lapel.
You must understand, Mr. Lewis, that I didn't start my career as an entertainer in radio. My first step was vaudeville.
Mr. Benny, I don't want your whole life story.
Let's see.
I just want to know how you started on the radio.
Oh, well, let us go back, Mr. Lewis. Back 15 years ago to 1931. Vaudeville was dead. Fred Allen killed it. It wouldn't have been so bad if he hadn't tortured it first. However, the stage wasn't ready for me, and, well, as far as moving pictures were concerned, the parts that seemed to suit me best were all being played by Roddy McDowell. I didn't resent Roddy's success because we were schoolmates at one time. Lassie used to carry our books. I'll never forget...
Oh, yes, Lassie. A smart dog.
I know. She graduated a year ahead of us. Well, anyway, when vaudeville expired, I returned to radio. I'll never forget my first interview with Mr. John Stanley, president of a big radio network. I remember how I stood in his outer office and said to his secretary, "I'm here to see Mr. Stanley. My name is Jack Benny." And the girl looked at me with her smiling, encouraging eyes and said,
"Get lost, you bum."
Miss, will you please tell Mr. Stanley that Jack Benny is here to see him?
Do you have an apartment?
What?
Do you have an apartment?
No, I don't. But I'm here to get a job as a radio comedian.
Are you a comedian?
Yes.
Make me laugh.
Okay. On the way over here today, a panhandler stopped me on the street and said, "Mister, I haven't had a bite all day." So you know what I did?
You bit him.
Now, look, miss, I want to see the president, Mr. Stanley.
All right, just a minute.
Yes.
Mr. Stanley, there's someone out here to see you.
Have you wait a second, Miss Laverne?
Yes, sir. And Mr. Benny, you'll have to wait a few minutes.
Yes, Miss Laverne.
Oh, hum. This sure is a dull day. Come to me, my melancholy baby. Cuddle up and don't be blue. Me and you, I'll be true boom-a-doo.
I've heard that voice before.
Mr. Benny, will you please get on with this interview? I want to know how you started in radio.
Oh, yes, yeah. Well, Mr. Stanley was very nice and gave me an audition. But when I finished, he was most discouraging. So I said to him, "Mr. Stanley, why can't I go on the radio? Isn't my delivery good?"
"It's not that, Mr. Benny. It's your physical appearance."
"My appearance?"
"Yes. In order for a radio comedian to get laughs, he must be homely."
"Homely?"
"Yes. And I don't want to hurt your feelings, Mr. Benny, but you're far too pretty."
"I know, but can't something be done about that?"
Yes, Mr. Benny, if you wish to turn yourself over to the bureau.
The personality, what will they do to me?
Well, in the first... Now, you can't expect people to laugh at you with all that beautiful, wavy, golden hair.
You should see what...
I know, but... And if you want to become...
I see.
In fact, you may even have to wear a toupee.
I'll die first.
And another thing, Mr. Benny, that violin of yours.
But, Mr. Stanley, I thought I played well.
Well, that's the trouble. You play it far too beautifully. When you auditioned for me, it was so wonderful. The music had a strange effect on me.
I know, and you danced divinely. Really, you do.
Thank you.
Mr. Stanley, are you inferring that I have a better chance if I play my violin lousy?
That's the idea.
Well, I'll try.
Good, good. And another thing, Mr. Benny, as far as radio is concerned, people do not laugh at a very generous man. And you're such a spendthrift.
Uh-huh.
So you'll have to learn how to become very thrifty, frugal, even cheap.
Well, Mr. Stanley, all I can say is, I'll try. Now, is there anything else that...
Ouch! Ouch! Ouch!
Hold still, darn you!
What's that?
Oh, just another man being remodeled into a radio comedian.
Ouch! Ouch! Ouch!
Hold still. I must put this curve in your nose, Mr. Hope.
Hope. He'll never get anywhere in radio with a name like that. Well, now, Mr. Stanley, if I have all these things done, will I be a successful comedian?
Yes, but a very important thing is to surround yourself with a good cast. Now, first of all, if I were you, I'd look for a very pretty girl.
A girl?
Yes, a girl who has a nice, simple name. Like Mary.
Mary? Say, that's a good idea.
Yes, and you ought to get yourself an announcer and a tenor and a band leader.
But band leaders are so expensive. You see, Mr. Stanley, I'm catching on fast.
Well, don't you worry about that. I happen to know a hungry derelict from the South who'll be glad to work for ham hocks and turnip green.
You know a fellow like that?
Yes, his name is Phil Harris.
Phil Harris. Well, where will I find him?
Well, as you leave the building here and walk to the curbs across the street, look down.
Oh, yes. I stepped on him coming in. Now, is there anything else?
Yes, you can get an awful lot of humor out of a program if you have a butler.
A butler?
Mm-hmm. And for universal appeal, I'd suggest you name him after a large city.
A large city? Say, that sounds great. I'll name him San Luis Obispo.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Schenectady?
No, that isn't quite it either.
Well, how about Cleveland or Syracuse or Rochester or...
Hey, that's it.
Syracuse?
No, Rochester.
Rochester, they'll never believe a name like that.
Well, you can do as you please, Mr. Benny, but that's my advice.
It is, eh?
Yes. Of course, you don't have to rely on my judgment alone. I'll ask my board of directors. And what do you think, gentlemen?
And that, Mr. Lewis, was how I got my start in radio.
I see.
And you want to know something else, Mr. Lewis?
What?
Remember that little girl I met at the reception desk? The one who sang...
Come to me, my melancholy baby.
Yes?
Do you know who that little girl is today?
Who?
Hildegard. Yes, Mr. Lewis, that's my whole story.
Thank you, Jack, for joining Elgin again this Thanksgiving. Americans have always loved the theater, and from the days of Lillian Russell...